This is AFM Bahrain's Daily Bahrain Beat. I'm Navy Seaman Masai Hill-Michelson. On this edition of the AFN Bahrain Report, Navy Command co-hosts information sessions to encourage U.S. participation in NATO unmanned exercise. And U.S. Navy Royal Saudi Naval Forces conclude Exercise Indigo Defender. Here's Navy Petty Officer Charlotte Dudenhofer with the story.
U.S. industry and government representatives, as well as those from several U.S. Navy enterprises, all focused on unmanned and robotic systems, came together to learn how they could participate in a multi-nation maritime exercise this fall during a two-day event hosted by the Naval Surface Warfare Center, Port Hueneme Division, or NSWC-PhD, and the U.S. Naval Academy. NSWC-PhD Acting Chief Technology Officer Alan Yeager said, quote, "This isn't about bringing something and experimenting for the first time. There are other venues and environments for that. This is how we engage our industries and allied partners and work together in an operational environment," end quote. More than 80 industry companies focused on unmanned and robotics products joined representatives of several university labs to hear some of the requirements for joining REPMIS this year. NAVSENT and the Royal Saudi Naval Forces West Fleet, or RSNFWF, concluded the NAVSENT-led bilateral exercise Indigo Defender 2026, February 5th. Captain Kelly Jones, Commander Task Force 55, said, quote, "It was a pleasure to join our Royal Saudi Naval Forces partners for another iteration of Indigo Defender. This exercise provided the opportunity to enhance our interoperability at both the operational and tactical levels. By continuing to train together, we strengthen our collective ability to support maritime security and stability in the region," end quote. Indigo Defender 2026 focused on enhancing U.S. and RSNFWF interoperability and readiness. More than 50 U.S. personnel participated in this year's exercise, including damage control, maritime engagement, and security teams from the U.S. Navy, U.S. Marine Corps, and U.S. Coast Guard.
That's the AFN Bahrain Report. I'm Navy Seaman Masai Hill-Michelson.